Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Here you are, you and me, one more day. Hey, we're working out. We're working out our minds. But not what we're building isn't our bodies, though. With this exercise, we're building our mental toughness conditioning. We know that with the right mindset, we're going to take better actions, better decisions every single day, one step at a time. We're going to keep on keeping on and put together that dream life, those goals, that those plans, even bigger than that, that vision that we've taken the time to think about every single day and get more clear on exactly what those goals, plan, and vision is by coming together every single day. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself. Executing, following through with your daily discipline, your daily ritual to connect in this manner. And thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me by coming to this More Than Just Muscles website and expecting that I'm going to follow through and deliver, like I said, by having this Morning Connection podcast posted. I will not let you down. Here we are, podcast number 34. 34, I do this podcast at this time, 6 days a week. It's 4:30 in the morning, my time. I don't know when it is that you have it in your schedule, your daily discipline to download this podcast and then listen to it. You should be on a plan by now. And if you're new to listening to this podcast, what we do is we budget this 30 minutes of this mental toughness conditioning every single day. You get yourself a scheduled time that you're going to go to the More Than Just Muscles .com website. You're going to download this podcast into your smartphone, iPhone, whatever it may be. And then whether you listen to it on your way to work, on your way home from work, you listen to it at the gym while you're walking the dog, and whatever it is, you're going to steal that time every single day and invest in yourself. And you're going to do it at the same time every single day. You're going to schedule this type of personal power, this personal development for yourself every single day. And we build confidence in ourselves when we make promises to ourselves that we're going to do something powerful and positive in our future. And this is definitely something that will do that for you. You're going to play full out. We talked about that in yesterday's podcast. When you listen to this podcast and I go through our daily disciplines, those questions to get you thinking in the right direction every single day, you're going to play full out. Showing up is great. Showing up for this podcast, that's awesome. That's going to put you ahead of the masses of people who are struggling in life. And maybe you're going through the challenges too. You're doing something about it every single day. So when you listen to this podcast, when you go through the 10-second daily disciplines that I'm going to walk you through like I do every single day, when you are subscribed to my Morning Connection newsletter so you get a bullet, a jolt of this mental toughness conditioning in your email first thing in the morning, you're just not going to sign up for it and let it build up like with all those other emails that aren't as important as you investing this time in yourself. You're going to open up, you're going to read it, you're going to scan through it, go through those daily disciplines there too. We're going to connect in this manner. We're going to keep ourselves accountable. You know, me being accountable to you by saying, hey, I will not let you down. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do whatever I can to be close to a level 10. I'm just not going to just show up to this podcast every single day. Having those type of standards, making myself accountable to you. I mean, that's making me think in the right direction. As I talk about in the Man Formation program, you want to become an expert at what you do. You want to take your efforts to the next level. We'll step up and lead. Put yourself out there. Put yourself on the line. Have it so that people will count on you and watch how your mindset and actions change dramatically. So this is a mutually beneficial relationship, you and I connecting in this manner. And again, one other thing. You need other people in this life. If you're going to really enjoy and experiencing the greatest things in life, I don't care what's happened to you in the past. I don't care what type of bad decisions that you've made by putting your faith and trust in other people. Maybe as you look back on it now, as we talk about this every single day, maybe you weren't quite the man you thought you were going to be. Maybe you weren't living up to high standards that would attract those quality people, that guy you used to be. you know, before we started going on this journey, maybe that guy, maybe there was a reason why those people let him down, or they weren't as quite as interested to follow through. Maybe you weren't the man that you needed to be, and you were just mistakenly, and but understandably, I understand, you know, blaming other people. Definitely my case. When I look at the challenges, things that I couldn't figure out in the past, and I wanted so badly, and maybe I felt other people let me down, I realize that the more I stepped up, I was conscious of the things that we talk about every single morning. All right, I attracted magically a higher quality of people who I could trust in. So put that pressure on myself. I invite you to do the same thing because you're so committed to taking your life to the next level. Well, you know you're going to need other people. You got to put that faith and trust in those right people. You got to selectively choose those people. Every single day you show up and you hear me, my voice so energetic, and you know that my passion and desire, my vision is to include you, to lift you up, to help you earn that quality of life that you really want. And then there's a side thing that I always got going on that I have openly shared with you, is I want to prevent you from a lot of the pain that I went through. I want you, if it took me 10 years to finally get something through my head on my way towards success or mastery, I want you to do it in 5 years. And that's one of the big reasons why I show up for you every single day. And I put you through this process that, you know, I learned over 25 years by studying from, you know, the masters at what they do. And more than just listening, took a lot to put myself out there to be open to this type of information. But more than just listening, I had to go out and practice it in the real world. Sometimes I did that immediately and I did a great job and I was able to enjoy the benefits. Sometimes I sat on it. I thought that just listening and collecting information was good enough. All right. You know, so today what I want to talk about is something that I just think is brilliant. I have a lot of respect for billionaire Mark Cuban. You can see him on the Shark Tank. I knew him before I really started getting interested in him, you know, being a sports fan. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And then I would learn back of his risk-taking, his business skills in the internet age, you know, how he became a billionaire businessman, and then what he's done on top of it. If you watch him on Shark Tank on the television show, which I'll tell you, if you're interested in business, all right, and maybe your focus has been on your job or your family, maybe you have other interests and other things that you've been working on in your life that aren't business, all right? I really think that's a great show on so many different levels. Most importantly, the mindset involved in taking your business to the next level. And it's a lot of things that I talk about. If you watch that show, what I like about it is, you know, there's so many people who are really invested in their dream and their vision, their business. They've been working on it for a very long time. They put their heart and soul 15 hours a day for many, many years. And they're really tied into the success of their product. It's like their baby. I can certainly understand that. That's what gets them up early in the morning. That's what gets them to take those risks to develop this brand, this product, this company. One thing that I always take note of is when they have an idea and it's just not working, maybe they're a little blind, maybe they're a little biased. Maybe their friends and family say, oh, that's just an awesome idea. And it's great, it's good, but not quite going to make it. And then maybe that's why they're in front of the sharks on the Shark Tank. And they get a reality check. Some of the sharks do it in a nice manner, some not so nice. Some are direct and to the point. Some, you know, kind of are soft in their approach. But their basic message is sometimes is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a nice person. It doesn't matter how long you've been working at this and what you've given up in your life or how much money that you've invested, how many hours you've worked. If it's not a good idea, you can't be married to the idea if it's not working. Which one are you most committed to? Success, experiencing those greatest things in life, and in this case, having that business, or are you tied into your idea? Now, I understand, you know, when do you know when it's time to make a departure from your original way of thinking? you know, your dream, your vision for your business, and when do you, you know, quit on that? I know that's a fine line, but these sharks, you know, I would say those are people, you know, they got to put their money down. It's a good place to get some advice from. The point is, good show, it helps you separate your emotion, your hard work, even all the time that you've invested in your business, and to get clear on if it's working or not. And that's what I want you to do during this Morning Connection podcast is, I know you're a good person. I know just by listening to this podcast that you have the best intentions. I also know to some level what you've been doing has been producing a certain level of success. I also know that if you feel frustration in your chest and grind and you spend too much time questioning what you're doing, that it's almost ruining the process, right? You may need to think about how you make those adjustments instead of just sticking with the plan or just being satisfied by, well, I'm a really good guy. I've got the best intentions, or I work harder than most people. See, a lot of determined, you know, great people, great work ethic, a lot of integrity. You know, I would say that I have a challenge with this from time to time, and I need to, you know, really get this message down too, that you're always focused on the results. You're always focused on the results and, you know, what kind of person, how great a person you are, how much integrity you have. And you may compare it to other people and see yourself at a level higher to them. You know, those things, that's a good start, but results are what you're after. You have to be focused on those results and be, you know, mentally flexible, and really it's emotionally flexible, to remember what that result is and to see if you're getting closer. So Mark Cuban, so I knew him from Shark Tank, and before that, NBA basketball, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. I read all of his autobiographies. I'm on his Twitter page and social media pages. So it's someone who, as I focus, you know, on taking my business skills to the next level, you know, I use him as a mentor, someone who I would take advice from. You know, one thing, well, let me tell you about this quote that Mark Cuban said. And he said that only take advice from someone who has something to lose. Or it's more of the quote is, never take advice from someone who has nothing to lose. Never take advice from somebody who has nothing to lose. And what does that mean? Is that, you know, everybody has opinions about what you should do with your life, what you should do with your business, or, you know, you're working out, you're training, if that's what you're into. I know a lot of you who are listening to this podcast, you're, you know, building the rest of your life by going on this part of this journey with me. But you originally got to know about me through my bodybuilding and training efforts. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're look for those strategies, training and eating, to take their bodies to the next level. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe you have a problem with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Talk about this a lot of times. You know, there's always people who will give you advice. But what do they have to lose? That person you're asking this advice from, and maybe even following their advice, what do they have to lose if they're wrong? What do they have to lose if they're wrong? And why are they so motivated to give you this advice? What, besides being a good person or feeling great about themselves, what is it? What do they have to, why are they so invested in your success? What do they gain? And then what will they lose if they give you the wrong advice? And if you really think about that, there aren't really too many people who you really should be taking advice from. The bottom line in life, it all comes down to the decisions that you make. You know, I don't care what type of advice anybody gives you, right? The ultimate decision comes down to you, so you need to have that self-confidence. Like I said, everybody wants to give you advice on the way you should live your life. Let's break that down for a moment. Let's break that down. You know, many times, you know, people have certain values, how they look at the world, how they look at relationships. We've talked about in the podcast. You know, they don't get it. They're struggling. There may be a part of them who wants to have that deep love and connection, but they've just failed on it. They didn't get it. They didn't figure it out. All right. So the strategy for them is to avoid the pain, right? Well, they're going to talk to you from their perspective. When you start pointing out indicators that are just even come close to the pain that they've gone through, well, they're going to tell you, hey, run, buddy. You know, pack in those feelings, put yourself at a distance, if not, get out of it, right? That's their view of the world. You know, they may be sincere. That's may be what they truly believe. But what are they missing out on if you make a bad decision? If there is a way for you to work out a relationship, let's say in this case, if there is a way, but they steer you away from just taking one more different avenue to make it work, and you pass up on what could be a great relationship, what do they have to lose? What do they have to gain by you pushing yourself away? You're distancing yourself. You're keeping yourself at a safe distance of not breaking up with that person. What do they gain? Well, a lot of times when you're their friend, they're their buddy, or they can validate the decisions that they've made in life and you're doing the same thing, again, it validates what they do. It puts them strong in their position. So if they had any self-doubt, they see you coming, following along with them, it validates, makes them feel better, more confident about the decision that they've made, even if they're not producing the results. Working out in the gym, if you train the way that they tell you to and eat the way they tell you to, it validates their position, right? So also, you know, it may be, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. They really sincerely want to help you. It's strictly only to help you. Well, you need to be, as the person who is filtering out all the information, you making the ultimate decision on which advice you take or do something with or what you throw away. You got to think about where they are coming in their heart. What's their story? What's their story? Why are they so driven to help you and give you this information? You know, it's like I said, it's ultimately your decision. You got to be able to make these type of distinctions. That's why I'm so transparent with my message, my vision, my motivation to get up here and talk on this microphone during this podcast every single morning at 4:30, or why I am doing 8 podcasts a week, right? I've told you a vision. What's my vision for you, for my family, what I want to produce for my life, and at the same time, you know, that pain I want you to save yourself from. I don't want to go through that. I've talked about when I'm driving in that rented van and this very dark, dark Seattle morning, just going, kind of rocking myself back and forth, going through so much pain, literally weeks after winning a national championship that I have never worked harder for anything in my life, so much so that I let so many other areas of my life go that, you know, I came home from New York City winning the national championship, assimilating back to regular life and seeing all the holes and just being in so much emotional pain because I stripped myself of some of all the other things because I was so focused to achieve that goal. And I said, a big shot's just a little shot who keeps on shooting. A big shot's just a little shot who keeps on shooting. And in that moment, I knew not only did I have to get through all this, figure it out, I had to share it with other people to prevent you from that pain that I was feeling in my chest at that moment. So it isn't just the pleasure of, hey, it would make me really feel good to help people out, which why I was driven in a lot of ways before. Right? It would feel good for me to help them. You know, that does something for my self-confidence, makes me contribute to the world. Hell, that part of all of us who needs the approval of other people, if I'm awesome, you'll respect me, you'll like me, whatever was going on in my head, right? In addition to, at that time, providing for myself, making enough money to live by providing value to you, right? So that was one way. But the other thing was to help you escape, avoid a lot of the pain that I see so many of you going through. You know, I just see it. And see, the thing is, I've got years on you. We have this connection. We're a lot alike in so many ways. And I know that because of your passion for or fitness or personal development, we're a lot alike. I know that, all right? I've had a lot of years on this planet going down this route, and of the 7 billion people on the planet we're together right now, I don't know, I may look different than you, I may be further along than you, I may be behind you in life. I don't know what it may be. But I'll tell you, out of the 7 billion people on the planet, we connect in this manner every single day. We are a lot more alike than we are different. And I understand that, you know, speaking from just my experience, I'm answering a lot of questions for you. You know, that's, you know, my passion. That's what I really do. That charges me just as much as creating value for you to provide for my family. All right. I know when I create that value, I know that you're going to support me by listening to this podcast. I know you're going to be on my Morning Connection newsletter. I know that when it's time for you to buy your bodybuilding supplements, your sports nutrition products, you know, who are you going to buy them from? This guy who helps you get clear and, you know, add more value to your life and more happiness and fulfillment. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. All right, you're going to go to massmachinenutrition.com or go to bodybuilding.com on sltips.com/3. It just makes sense, you know. We create value for each other. You're going to reciprocate my efforts, and that's what you've done, and I appreciate it so much. When it's time for information products, you want to build your confidence to the next level, you're going to invest in my Manformation program at manformation.com. Or you want to take it even further, who's the man? Who's the man that you get the one-on-one coaching from? All right, obviously that's going to be me. You can check out that coaching at skiplacour.com under the coaching tab. All right, that's just the way that it works. I know that. All right, so I'm transparent. Okay, what do I have to gain? What I have to lose? I'll tell you, I want to talk about the intensity. I mean, if you get this type of dedication, this type of enthusiasm every single morning, what do you think it's like when I meet with you every single week for 30 minutes for 6 months to a year in that one-on-one coaching? Hell, makes this look like nothing. This is what I give away for free. All right? I have a lot to lose because I live up to this standard of myself, my identity. I will not let you down. All right. As you can tell, if I'm willing to do all of this, I take a lot of pride in what I have to do. If I were to let you down, all right, if I don't produce, I have something to lose. All right. It isn't like that if I give you some advice, which I really don't give advice. I just kind of help you ask questions in this type of setting to get you thinking the right direction, to make your own decisions, throw in some of my life experiences, right? But if you make bad decisions, you go forward in a relationship, that's a bad one, you don't get the muscle gains that you want, you don't get that promotion, you start that business, it doesn't work out, you know, I'm not going to feel the pain as much as you. I'm not that much invested. It isn't like we're business partners or I'm in the relationship with you, so I don't lose to the level that you do. And I don't know too many situations besides having a business partner or that person you're in the relationship with can lose just as much as you. But it goes back to who are you taking the advice from? What do they have to lose? Is what they're saying, if you do what they say, if you follow that advice on some level, are you just validating the decisions that they've made? All right? And that's just assuming that they really, truly have your best interests in mind. Those are some things you should think about. I know a lot of you guys out there, you're struggling. You're looking for that information, that inspiration. You're looking for that hero, that mentor who's going to help you through all that. And you have to selectively choose that. You have to really step into their mind, get as much intelligence, as much information about what drives them. What drives them to give you this type of information. All right, so, but ultimately it's your decision. But again, never take advice from somebody who has nothing to lose, right? It's just talk at that point. I mean, when their butt's on the line, when they have some skin in the game, now let's say what they have to say. Let's see what they have to say. So just something to think about. I mean, right now, I've invested in 3 separate, very expensive training programs, right, at 3 different business levels, in addition to, you know, I get weekly coaching, very expensive weekly coaching, because I'm so committed to taking my skill set, therefore take my life, take my ability to provide value to you to the next level. And of course, you know, making my vision and me providing for my family at the highest level. I realize I have to steal time. I have to somehow get advice from people who know more than me. And so three expensive, intense programs in three different areas of business, I'm doing those all at one time. Sometimes, like, you know, they say that you have that saying that you have to, you know, spend 70% of your time sharpening the saw. You know, find a way to steal that time, because your way of thinking, your skill set, your level of knowledge has gotten you here, and that's great. But to go to that next level, you're going to have to introduce new knowledge, new insight, new strategies. So 70% of your time has to be sharpening the saw, investing in that, getting that new information. So that's what I'm doing. I think sometimes, you know, my last few weeks, it feels as though I'm spending 90% of my time sharpening my saw rather than getting in there and doing it. And sometimes that can be frustrating, but I understand you have to make that investment. Well, the thing about with these programs, see, the thing that I know, and I know that a lot of you, I talk to a lot of, you know, my customers, my clients, and I see some of the mindset, the non-trusting mindset that, well, what do they know? How, you know, maybe I can just figure this out for myself. And I used to be like that. I would think, well, I've got the right attitude. You know, I'm just going to discipline. I can get through this. I can figure that out. Until I did that for so many years, and I got to a certain level of success because of that determination, because I was willing to work hard. And one thing, it never came as quickly or as efficiently or to the level that I wanted until I got smart. I realized that there are people who knew more about me, who had my best interests in mind, and I also had to put some skin in the game to actually apply everything that I learned at the highest level. And I think what helped me with that is, you know, with bodybuilding and training, how I've put so many years, not just doing it, not just, you know, studying what the best have done, getting that knowledge for myself to become a six-time national champion. You know, I spent a lot of time writing, rewriting, rethinking, thinking all throughout for years and years and years how to deliver the message in a way that can be most effective and efficient for you to break through when it came to bodybuilding and training. All right, that just didn't just come out of my head. I wrote all of those articles myself. And as you can see, you know, as technology advances and people learn in different ways, you know, they don't have time. They're not going to read things. All right. And you notice how I've changed with the times by, you know, doing videos. I know a lot of people like to watch videos at the same time. You know, I'm really pushing this podcast method because, you know, I know that if I could get you in the habit of downloading this and passively listening to this in your car or working out, you know, we're making this connection. Little by little, I'm sharing my years of life experience, if not my training experience, with you. And I've taken the time to line it all out. Like I said, I have this Results University package that, I mean, 26 hours of video over 8 titles. It has, you know, 13 hours of step-by-step where I hold your hand through the bodybuilding and training process. It has 10 hours of, you know, chopped up and edited phone consultation. So it was probably, I don't know, 50 hours of me talking to people about bodybuilding and training and the mindset that goes with it. I chopped out just the best clips. In addition, it has, you know, 11 hours of my Manformation program, all in this package that I call Results Universe. And there's a lot more. I follow up or whatever. You know, I know that I put my heart and soul and effort in that package. All right. And I know that when someone invests and they put some skin in the game and follow through, it's just going to make the process so much easier for them. See, I come from a unique position because I know, because I put my life, soul, and my years' experience into this Results University package, right? And I see the guys out there struggling, whether they're 22 years old, 25 years old, where they have 2 months of training or 1 year of training. I know that I can get them up to the 5-year point of knowledge and experience and strategies, you know, in 6 months if they apply themselves. And then the whole journey there will be faster. See, I come from that perspective because I produce products in my area of expertise. When it comes to man formation, the amount of years that I went out and I executed these skills, I saw the dramatic difference in not only my confidence level, you know, how I became persuasive and influential and charismatic in the real world. And that came from a swing of those 15 years kind of just buckled up and bunkered down at home, becoming the best bodybuilder. I had to come out into the real world where I didn't have that much practice because I kind of secluded myself to become, you know, the very best bodybuilder. I had to learn those skills, put a lot of time, energy, and effort. Lots of free podcasts that you can search on this Blog Talk Radio Network, honing my craft and skill, and then putting it into a package that's not even $100, right? I know if a guy is having some challenges with confidence, boom. You know, this package, I mean, my years of experience and insight and watching and observing the challenges, okay? See, again, I come from this unique perspective because I know what I produce, and I don't think I'm the only person on the planet who claims to be an expert or who can help you or shows this desire to help you that has valuable information. See, I don't come from that perspective like many of you guys do. And maybe it's because I know what I produce. So I know I need to go out there and I need to adopt a new skill set. I need to learn things. That's why I've invested in these, you know, three different programs that I'm learning all at the same time. And I'm spending 70%, if not more, of my time sharpening the saw. I know that if I just listen to the hours of information that's provided, it's going to be just like my situation. They've concentrated on that area of life more than I have while I was doing all those other things, while I was being a bodybuilder, while I was developing the Man Formation program, while I was building my Mass Machine Nutrition business. They were focusing on their area of expertise. I mean, they're just going to, I believe, you know, I come from the mindset that they will provide value. They will dump their years of experience in a way for me to take it on and save years of experience just like I did. So I don't know. That's just my advice when you know you need to take it, where you take advice from, all right, where you get it from, right? That's my view of the world, all right? That may not be your view of the world. You may not be so trusting. You may think people are out to rip you off. Well, who are you going to get the advice from? And don't be like me thinking that you're going to be able to get that by yourself. It's a total ineffective and inefficient use of time. You have to piggyback on the knowledge and experience of other people who have mastered that area of life that you want to improve upon. Just got to be selective of who the people you put your faith and trust. But I just don't want you to put this blanket that, oh, all those things are a ripoff. But let me just give you this second little caveat, something for you to remember. And this was another thing that maybe I didn't get at the beginning. And that's, you know, after you put some skin in the game and you invest in acquiring this knowledge from someone who has something to lose, maybe they have a money-back guarantee on their product if you're not satisfied. They do have something to lose besides their reputation, right? That you're not going to like their work, all right? So you put some skin in the game, you invest, you take that leap of faith, and then you go through the program or information or coaching, whatever it is that you do, right? And you absorb all that information. The biggest thing, though, after that point, man, you got to execute. You can't just acquire information. You got to push yourself to get things done, to step up, create some self-imposed deadlines well beyond the great information that you've been given. See, that's where I think that I could have got that a little bit early in the process. Sometimes I was just kind of, you know, maybe proud of myself that I took that chance. I did something to move me forward, and, you know, passively listening, acquiring information, that made me, you know, feel good and maybe helped out to some level. But it's, I'll tell you, that's just a very, very good start. Then, man, you got to put yourself on the field, so to speak. You got to get there and play the game full tilt with the level of knowledge that you attained from that expert. You know, and then you got to go through your process, because, again, you're not going to be good at it at the beginning. You got to play full tilt with what you've learned. Do it 10 times, do it 100 times. That's when you're going to really feel the benefit. So if you're thinking you can't trust people, they're going to let you down, or I invested in this program and I didn't get much out of it, did you put that pressure on yourself? So anyway, the big takeaway is you don't take advice from people who don't have anything to lose out there, your friends, your buddies, you know. And then how do you pick those people? You know, how do you pick someone who may not seem as though they don't have anything to lose? Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines and finish off this Morning Connection podcast. Okay, like I said, time to get up, get up, get up. Level 10, you're playing all out, close to it as possible every single day. Mental toughness conditioning. You're getting better and better at it every single time. You're not just going through the motions. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that accomplishment, that achievement that you really, really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner we're talking about during this Morning Connection podcast. With playing full out, level 10, you're not just showing up, you're really going for it. You're going to have to do that for months, if not years, to make it happen. I want you to visualize whatever that is for you. All right? And then is what you're doing right now, not right now, because we know what you're doing right now is helping you get closer to those results that you really want. But I want you to, as you go through your day and as you make decisions, as you plan your days, or you're in the moment and you're kind of thinking, is this being productive? What is this doing? How is this serving me? Is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results in life that you really want? All right? And what are those results again? I want you to always be clear that you're focused on the results. Used an example on my massmachinecoaching.com, my bodybuilding podcast that I do. The result is have that muscular, you know, body, right? Build muscle, lose body fat. Maybe you're stronger in the gym. The process is the perfect workout routine or the perfect strategy of rest between sets. Or, you know, you can't get too caught up in the process or, you know, making sure that process is so productive, it's so palatable, all right? Because when you're focused on the results, does it matter? Really, does it matter what training strategy that you use or what diet that you use? If you're producing that awesome body that you really want, you build that muscle, lose that body fat, you have energy and great health, doesn't quite matter, right? If you're getting the results, right? That's what I want you to focus on. That's the analogy that I'm using for us people dedicated to health and fitness, right? So is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results? And again, what are those results? All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for taking this time, working out with me, you and I working out with this mental toughness conditioning. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.